Kohl's and Wayfair and all these places, they decided not to sell his product anymore. So people are cutting out the middleman. They're not going to Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's to get his product. They're going directly to him. And good news here, Mike Lindell says sales are up. After,
oh my God!
After they took him off the shelves of those other places, so.
And what this means? Correct me if I'm wrong. If I understand business the way I do, when you take away the middleman, that means more profit for Mike Lindell. Is that right?
Absolutely.
I think that is so incredible. And you know what? This is like the old Chick-fil-A thing, and Mike Huckabee. I love it when the left tries to cancel folks, and then the folks battle back, and a lot of us get together and we band together and we tell the left to go fly a kite. I love that.
And I think it also affects the NBA too here recently, and you talked about it with Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, not playing the national anthem. Well, nobody really noticed at first, but when it was noticed, he just kind of shrugged his shoulders, and there was a backlash against him and the NBA because, hey, if there's one thing that can bring us all together, Republican, Democrat, it's got to be the flag and it's got to be the national anthem or something related to that, because we're at each other's throats on everything else.
I tell you what, a good way to celebrate President's Day is to order a MyPillow. And that's not a personal endorsement, but it's out there, and you can just thumb your nose at Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's and people like that. To hell with them, you know. I really believe that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up, we'll take a look at a very lengthy Daytona 500. I mean, this thing went until after midnight Eastern time, And a surprise winner. Surprise winner, believe it or not. We'll talk about that with Jeff Motley from Las Vegas Motor Speedway. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 4:31 right now, and a crash at mile marker 1 near Prim has caused, as at least an hour or so ago, a 17-mile backup on Interstate 15 southbound into California. More visitors than usual may be commuting because of the Valentine's Day holiday and President's Day, so give yourself some extra time if you're heading back to Southern California. Very slow and bumper-to-bumper through there. Congestion on the 515 west at Charleston. Also expect some lane restrictions there. Interstate 15 westbound at Horizon. Your touch-and-go 215 westbound at Tenaya. And the 15 south off-ramp to westbound Blue Diamond closes tonight at 8 p.m.
My name is Vegas Strip. AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ.
Ball quickly gets it up out of backcourt on this possession. He'll shoot a three. Shazam! Chris Paul with his second super shot of the night.
The action on Suns Radio, 109-90, the win at home last night over the Orlando Magic. Phoenix now 17-9 with the victory, 27 points in the win from Devin Booker. Pac-12 hoops, Arizona State nipped Oregon State 75-73. Remy Martin with 23 points for the Sun Devils. Jalen Graham with 14 points and 11 rebounds. The Golden Knights shut out the Avalanche, 1-0 the final in Vegas. Marc-Andre Fleury with 30 saves in the shutout win. Max Pacioretty with the only goal of the game. This update brought to you by the Score app. Download the free Score app today. It's one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Macy's Star Money Bonus Days are happening now. It's a special time when Star Rewards members earn bonus points and get to their next reward faster. You'll get $10 in Star Money for every $50 spent with your Macy's card, or $10 in Star Money for every $100 spent as a Bronze member. So go on and shop the sweetest gifts for them, then earn Star Money for yourself. Now through February 15th, Macy's Star Rewards. It's how we love you back. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for exclusions and details.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 833-8-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. How many of you watched the entire Daytona 500? I would be willing to bet not all of you, because the Daytona 500 kicked off yesterday morning. It finished early Monday morning in Daytona Beach, and Michael McDowell won the 63rd annual Daytona 500. Just imagine being around the track all day and all night and not coming up with a winner till after midnight Eastern time. That's amazing. A guy that probably has experienced that kind of delay before is Jeff Motley. He's a friend. He's a neighbor. He's the vice president of communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. What a long day at Daytona, but it was worth it for Michael McDowell.
It certainly was for him. First career win, and you know, they really worked hard to get that race in. You know, the later start time probably hurt them a little bit, because they may have gotten it in if they'd started a little sooner. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm happy for him. Hate it for all those guys that tore up their race cars, though, because there was a mess there at the end.
Boy, it really was. Can you talk a little bit about what the rationale is? What is protocol for NASCAR? Do they just want to get it in one day? You do see races where they get carried over and they start at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday. What are the rules of the road?
They would prefer to get the race in on the day that is scheduled. Typically, they would not start an event any later than about 10 p.m. Eastern time in order to get it in. I think one year we may have started later than that at Daytona for the July race that they had, but they really would like to get it in. You know, there's a lot of stuff planned for the winner of that race on Monday and Tuesday, and a lot of TV windows that are set up. It's a little different right now because we're doing so many things remotely and over Zoom, but when you used to get the driver and take them to the Letterman show and take them to do this and that and everything else, so you know, you got a lot of that stuff already set up, and you really want to get that race in.
Again, Jeff Motley joining us, Vice President of Communications for Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They've got a major set of events coming up, and I know that at Daytona they allowed 30,000 fans into the stands. Do we know yet? Do we have any feel for how many folks are going to be at Las Vegas Motor Speedway here in a couple of weeks?
Well, we do know that the Governor Sisolak told us last Thursday that these large sports venues could have up to 20% of capacity, provided they have a plan that is approved by the Nevada Department of Business and Industry. We have filed that with with that department, our plan. So let's hope that we get our plan approved, and then we can move forward to getting some race fans in the seats on March 5th, 6th, and 7th.
And by the way, will you run down those events? Because that's what I think is so neat, that it's an entire weekend that you guys spend with us, which is really cool.
Yeah, we're actually going to run a race on our dirt track on Thursday night, March 4th, our World of Outlaws, the Wing Sprint cars. But then The NASCAR stuff starts up on Friday, March 5th with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race. And then Saturday afternoon will be the ALSCO 300 for the Xfinity Series. Got a couple of local guys, Riley Herbst and Noah Gregson, who are from Vegas, running for the championship in that. And then the big race will be the Pennzoil 400 on Sunday, March the 7th. And that's where all the guys you just saw racing at Daytona last night will be out here, including our own local guys there with the Busch brothers, Kurt and Kyle.
I want to ask you, because to me it seems unfair that they treat NASCAR the same as you would, say, T-Mobile or Allegiant Stadium. Yours is an outdoor event. People are spread out over a mile and a half racetrack. And I'm just curious, is it fair to judge you guys by the same standards we use with some of these other indoor venues?
You know, I'm probably not the infectious disease expert to answer that question. I know we can do a great job of social distancing out at our place. And I'm sure the folks, whether they're at T-Mobile or Thomas & Mack, Allegiant Stadium, I'm sure they've also put very comprehensive plans in place that they feel like they can also welcome guests into their facilities safely. So we feel very confident in our plan. I can't really compare us to the other venues, but we feel really good that we can safely conduct this event for not only the competitors and the officials, but also for the thousands of race fans that we hope to have in attendance.
And so what is your plan? Is that like 17,000, 18,000 people that would be allowed in?
Probably somewhere in the mid-teens. I think we probably would be looking at about 15,000. Our seating capacity per our annual report is 75,000, so if my math is correct, 20% of that would be right at 15,000.
Give me everything you know about Michael McDowell. I know he's been out on the circuit for a while, but can you tell us a little more about him?
He's a very religious guy. He's from Phoenix, Arizona. You're right, he's been around for a long time. Incredibly, incredibly nice guy. And I happened to be at Texas Motor Speedway years ago when on his qualifying lap he went into turn one, car hit the wall, and it probably rolled 12 or 13 times. It was one of the most spectacular single car crashes I've ever seen in qualifying, and I think that was kind of the one thing that most everybody remembered Michael McDowell for in his career, was that crash. And I think finally now he's got something else that people will remember him for.
Indeed. Before I let you go, and I know you're working on a holiday too, like the rest of us, tell us about your radio show. You and Brendan Gaughan do a radio show that I am told is absolutely amazing.
It's Gaughan Racing. Brendan Gaughan and I, we tape it every Thursday at the South Point. We have a podcast with Gaughan, and it's Gaughan, G-O-N-E, even though his last name is G-A-U-G-H-A-N, but we kind of played off of his name. But we're on iHeartRadio. You can also catch us on VSIN, VSIN.com. You can watch it on there as well as on YouTube. So we like to joke that we have become multimedia moguls because you can find us everywhere.
I just absolutely love it. Hey, Jeff, it's always good to visit with you. You're a friend, you're a neighbor, but you're also a great guy. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. And we'll see you at the track in March.
Sounds great, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Jeff Motley, Vice President of Communications, Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical. 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. What an amazing, amazing week, or actually weekend it was. The Daytona 500, as we mentioned, went till after midnight Eastern time. That was absolutely crazy. I want you to hear Mitch McConnell, because he went off and essentially threw Donald Trump under the bus. Let's go to cut three. This was Mitch McConnell on the floor of the United States Senate on Saturday after the acquittal in the Senate. And it was just horrible what happened. This was Mitch McConnell. He pulled no punches in dealing with Donald J. Trump. Here it is.
January 6th was a disgrace. American citizens attacked their own government. They used terrorism to try to stop a specific piece of domestic business they did not like. Fellow Americans beat and bloodied our own police. They stormed the Senate floor. They tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House. They built a gallows and chanted about murdering the Vice President. They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election. Former President Trump's actions preceded the riot were a disgraceful, disgraceful dereliction of duty. The House accused the former president of, quote, incitement. That is a specific term from the criminal law. Let me just put that aside for a moment and reiterate something I said weeks ago. There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. And having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the largest megaphone on planet Earth.
Mitch McConnell sparing nothing in going after the president, the former president of the United States. Is he going to pay a price? I think he's going to pay a price for that. Lindsey Graham lamented the comments and said essentially his comments will be in every Democrat political ad in 2022. The same way. Do you remember when he was on the floor of the Senate back, gosh, must have been 2014, 2012, when he said, our goal is to make Obama a one-term president. And that little snippet got used in every political ad in the next election cycle. That's incredible. And he's done it again. Mitch McConnell should know when to just shut up. I'm sorry, but he's done it again. And because his comment, remember about Obama, that our goal is to make him a one-term president? It was in countless ads across the country. And it's bad for the Republican brand. I'm sorry, but it is. It is incredibly bad to be a part of the opposition's TV ads. And that's what Mitch McConnell has done for the second straight time. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a great part of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy. Record low unemployment, record high employment and economic growth. The Democrats have always claimed to be for the little guy, the working man, the middle class. But among the first things Joe Biden did was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, killing 11,000 jobs, and take other steps, all of which will cause the supply of energy to decrease, prices on gasoline and many other things will go up, and the economy will slow down, all at the expense of the working man and the middle class. Can you spell hypocrisy? Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear one of the legal eagles. This is Cut 5. This is from Newsmax over the weekend. Alan Dershowitz and his reaction to the Senate acquittal. This is Cut number 5. Alan Dershowitz, go.
Today was a very good day for the Constitution because what McConnell said, and I think he spoke for a lot of Republicans, is we're not defending Mr. Donald Trump. The basis for going ahead with the trial in the Senate for Citizen Trump, a former person, moreover, his First Amendment rights prevailed over any accusations of what was done. So it was a good day for the Constitution, not such a good day for Donald Trump. I mean, it's hard to assess the impact it's going to have on him. Certainly, we heard the A2 Brutus speech from Shakespeare. I come to not to praise, but to bury Trump. He buried him. McConnell did, but he praised the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Does this mean, Professor, that the former president Donald Trump can run again for president
of course,
in 2024.
Of course. He can run for anything he wants. He is going to be busy, though, because they're out to get him. Mm-hmm. You know, the Georgia prosecutors are out to get him. The D.C. prosecutor is probably going to open an investigation. He thinks he's been invited to do that by McConnell. We know that New York prosecutors are involved in looking both at the city level and at the state level. So he's going to be a busy guy for the next few months, and it's unclear whether being impeached and acquitted is better than not being impeached at all from a political point of view. From a constitutional point of view, it would have been much better if there had been no impeachment, but having an acquittal, even an acquittal with a majority vote in favor of conviction, is good for the Constitution, because what I think McConnell did is he basically said, look, sure, the Senate voted it had jurisdiction, but they didn't, and there were enough senators who thought they didn't. And so we voted to acquit based on the failure to establish jurisdiction under the Constitution and the failure to establish that this speech was not protected by the First Amendment.
That is Alan Dershowitz. Coming up in our next hour, very excited, we'll be joined by Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. But I also am going to let you hear Michael van der Veen. He was one of the president's, the former president's attorneys at the trial. And He absolutely laid out Lana Zack. I don't know who Lana Zack is, but she's, I guess, a host or anchor.